I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
I call it the three circles. It's almost like we've developed a world without Jesus, church without Jesus, and Christians that take his label but don't look a lot like him.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens, I mean, you laid out some of that chapter. I basically went, man, after working with teenagers for a million years, you realize something's been lost for seven straight decades.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is when you look at those things, you add those things together, you're going, you cannot be emotionally healthy, spiritually healthy, psychologically, relationally healthy without innocence, without some sense of authority, without mm-hmm. love. I mean, in the 1970s, Americans starving for love have settled for sex, and it's never gotten back.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 80s, we lost values. I mean, the movie Wall Street, you know, greed is good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, check America. It's interesting. And if Christians don't think this has shaped them, check tithing records of Americans after the 1980s. We had more money and tithed less.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like these cultural trends are sweeping us up and carrying us with them.
Well, we live in a me-first world, not that we haven't in the past, but now more than ever. And that certainly is creating all kinds of trouble because I want to have it my way.
Yep, absolutely, no question.
And I know the word narcissism has gotten to be so popular that I think they've removed it as something that's odd. Now it's just mainstream.
Oh, it is interesting. I mean, you basically go, each one of these decades has a massive lifestyle. You know, when you lose innocence, you end up with hedonism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you lose authority, when you lose all authority, you end up basically with humanism. And when you lose love, you end up with individualism, which is just all about me. The 70s were the me decade. And at least, well, nationwide, really, in California, it is me first, which means I'll go into any bathroom I want.
Mm-hmm.
And which means if you're on the West Coast, you have a daughter, these are scary times.
Mm-hmm. There was a time.
But we've built the structure underneath all this.
Yeah. There was a time when if a person exposed himself to a young girl, he'd be arrested. Now, if he does it in the confines of a female bathroom, she'll be arrested.
Yeah.
For reporting him.
Yeah, no kidding.
Is common sense completely out the window?
It's nuts. It's one of those things where you go, somebody needs to write a book on, you know, with a capital D on the cover on discernment. I mean, we have more knowledge and less discernment than ever.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.